Operator.
Joined.
Vanda? Yes, Vanda, this is the operator. I'll be placing you into the conference call for ICANN. Okay, I'll call you on the number.
Nick, good morning. This is the operator for Adigo. Hello, this is Tanya. I'll be placing you into the conference. You look like you're the first one on. I've tried to reach Vanda. Scartanese? Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Nick Ashton Hart.
Joined.
Nick here.
Nick, okay, operator again. So John wants to make sure that each speaker, when they're speaking, identifies themselves so that the Spanish interpreter will be able to relay that back to the Spanish participants.
Yeah, I'm going to go through a whole set of housekeeping things related to that and hand-raising and,
perfect.
You know, so that, you know, people are in chat asking for, you know, the right to speak, and then the chair is saying so-and-so on the Spanish channel would now like to speak, so that you all know when to flip the audio.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, I'm going to mute my line.
You calling the rest of them?
I was only to call the English ones, and the Spanish interpreter and John are calling the other one.
All right. Anyone else there?
Nick, I just
heard from John. He said they're trying to get everyone else on.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Carlton.
Hi, Nick.
I'm with you. And they're calling, lots of other people, so.
I'm trying to enter the Jabber, the chat room.
As soon as you authorize me, I can invite you to the Jabber room, by the way. Once you have a Jabber client installed.
Yes, I have a Jabber client installed. I was just talking to Dev. I was trying to see you. Option.
What's your Jabber account? Is it Carlton.Samuels at Jabber?
Carlton S.
At? Carlton S at what?
My Jabber account?
Yeah.
Oh, I just download the thing and I'm on. I just gave my name Carlton S and I guess I'm on Gmail. I'm logged in as Gmail, you know. I'm logged into Gmail.
Okay.
And I downloaded and my Jabber client comes on right away.
Okay, because I've just sent you an info.
Carlos?
Carlos.
Joined.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Aren't you meant to be the Spanish channel?
No, I don't know if it's a Spanish channel.
No, you're in the English channel now, but why don't you
okay,
go?
No, I want to talk in Spanish if it's possible.
Yeah, hold on. We'll just get the operator who's probably hearing this to switch you.
Okay, please.
At least I hope the operator's listening to this.
I am listening.
I thought so.
Let me see here. It says, let me know that Mateus added a few more Spanish people at the last minute. We'll be on soon. People keep asking to be called back. So I guess they're reaching people, but they're asking them to call them back for whatever reason.
And can you put Carlos, who just joined, into the Spanish?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, we'll have to dial him out, back out. What's his, let me see, is he on the list?
What number shall they call you on, Carlos?
My number is 0054-351-423.
Repeating, 0054-351-423-2423.
Yeah.
Okay, and your name is?
Carlos.
Carlos Aguirre.
Perfect. Okay, hang up and we'll dial you in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Muy bien. Well, we started the, Carlton, we started the dial outs about 10 minutes early, which is a new thing, because otherwise it was taking, the call was starting very late. So we'll see if that allows us to start it in good time. Sounds like they're having to call people back.
Yeah.
So.
Proxy host, and it's conference jabber. Says conference at Jabber, not active.
At dash lodge at conference.jabber.icann.org.
The room is at large, but I thought the host was conference at Jabber server. I said the server is conference.jabber.icann.org.
Yeah, that's the server. And the room is at dash lodge.
Okay. Doesn't tell me what the room is when I... Where do you put the room? Doesn't give me a position to put the room. It just gives me the conference. I'm using the PSI client, by the way.
All right. The one that DDA used.
There's no connection proxy to this, right?
No.
Okay. And it's using the same port, 52.22.
Buzzing O, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't change any of that.
Key resource. User host name is resource. Resource, data transfer, proxy, authenticators, user, realm, I don't know, didn't seem to be. Yeah. Keep on telling me the server's not active, Nick.
Yeah, we're on it.
Mm-hmm.
me for hiccups.
Spanish operator?
Joined.
Hola, Spanish operator.
Not even allowing me. I tried to join the group again, Nick. Nick, you hear me?
Yeah.
And when I join the group chat, I go back to join the group chat, and the join button is not alive.
Well, I can have it try and invite you in. If you're logged into Jabba now.
I'm logged in.
Okay,
That's Carlton S.
At gmail.com.
No, carlton.samuels@gmail.com. That's what I'm logged in as. And my name is Carlton S.
All right, okay. I just invited you. I don't show that you're actually online in my contact list, so I'm not sure that you've authorized me. So it may not.
Okay. Add a contact. And I need to be connected to the server to do that. That's what it keeps telling me. And I'm trying to connect to the server. And I'm not getting on for some reason.
I just tried asking for authorization.
Online.
Again.
I'm trying connecting to the server. Trying to connect, but it's not going through. I wonder if my firewall is blocking it.
Strange.
Clear? I think, you know, maybe my firewall is blocking.
Okay, Nick, on the Spanish line, we have Mateus, Sylvia, Rudy, and Jose. They were not able to get any of the others on the line.
What about Koloff?
Yes.
So what happens when they try?
I guess they were asking to call them back, and then
para que sepan, están tratando de establecer contacto, okay?
Okay, they're bringing Carlos in now.
Okay. It's funny, you know, on the Adigo, the go.adigo.com page,
mm-hmm.
I don't see. I only see four people. I only see, like, the English.
Right. The Spanish operator is, they're, believe the way they had to do it is they're on another line that's not going to show up here, okay. But the Spanish operator is going to be doing the translating. Or because of the way, I guess, it might interrupt the call.
Yeah. So they're just, when they call these people, they don't answer or something, or?
It looks like they kept asking to call back, and then they're not, then they, when they call back, they couldn't get through. I'm trying to get them to clarify for me now.
Are you seeing me now, Nick?
Are any more calling in on the English line?
I'm expecting Lance Hines from Guyana.
Okay.
Nick, you see me?
Ah, authorized. There you are. So now... Now maybe you can see my invitations to join the Jabberer.
Okay.
You see it?
I see my test. You see me?
Yeah, I see you. You're showing up in the chat, but interestingly enough, you're not showing up in my window of...
That's the thing. I see you in my window, but I don't... I see you in my window now. I don't know why.
Interesting.
And I'm on the chat. I'm talking to Matthias.
Yeah.
Carlos is on.
¿Puedo hablar con Carlos Aguirre?
Oh, there he is.
Estoy hablando desde la... soy el operador en español.
Was that Carlos?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
So Carlos is in. So we have Matthias, Rudy, Silvia, Jose... Carlos, and Andres is trying to get on, I understand, from...
Well, they're trying to...
Okay, yeah, they're letting me know that Carlos is on, and I'm trying to... I'm not sure if it's AOL.com. I need to see. Okay, Matthias gave us the wrong number for Vladimir. He's trying to get the correct number. Andre's line is busy. Were those the only two that are missing, Nick?
We're about to get one more, whose number I'm going to pass you, Pablo Hinojosa.
Okay.
I'm just getting his number. Andres says it's impossible. His number is ringing as busy. Okay, so I've got two numbers now, which I'm just going to paste in the
That's fine.
Adigoop chat.
That's fine. Now, which one is, who is this one for? Okay, for Andres.
This is Andres.
Okay.
Joined.
Okay, I just sent you Pablo's dial-out. That's for the Spanish channel.
Okay. They're saying they tried both on Andrea's number. One is busy, and the other number just rings.
Which one is busy?
(01) 1-1-5-4-9-3-5-1-5-9-5-2-9-4-6
That's the one that's ringing busy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the alternative is just ringing?
Correct. Okay, they're going to try to dial Pablo in now. Pablo is on.
Okay. We've got one more person.
Okay.
Another Spanish Aislan Vargas Silio. Okay.
Is TTCS online here?
For English or Spanish?
English.
No.
Okay.
What, you mean Dev?
No, no, there's somebody sitting in for Dev. I got a note from Dev to say that he had to run an errand, so he would be, somebody would be coming in from TTCS. So somebody else. I don't remember.
That person is not available at this moment. Donde tenemos lo... Ah, perfecto.
Ring, no answer.
For who?
That was for Ashlyn Brazilo. Ashlyn Vargas.
Is it addygoop@AOL.com, by the way?
Let me find out, because I think, I don't...
Let's see who this is.
Lots of problems with people. People are giving numbers, and then when they're being called, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. the phone is either just ringing or ringing busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll give him a few more minutes, Nick, and then we just...
Ah, he was out. Hold on.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. Okay, they're going to try him again. He is on now.
Who? Islam?
Yes.
Andres Piazza.
And Andres is on.
Andres is on.
Joined.
Hi, everyone.
Andres?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're in the English room or the Spanish?
English.
Okay.
Well, I guess we, I think that's everyone.
I am thinking, let's just officially call this thing to order. It's 1325 UTC. So I'm calling the meeting to order. I'm just going to... tell you, welcome everyone. It's good to have you all. I'm just going to spend a minute or so to do a few housekeeping events, and I'm going to ask Nick to just give you a background as to how we're going to conduct the conference. Nick?
Okay, firstly, it's wonderful to be on a LAC conference call. And I'm glad we were able to find a way to create a simultaneous interpretation environment, which will hopefully work well. In order for it to work, there are a few things that will be very helpful. Firstly, the chats which are available, either the Jabber Room or the Skype chat, those of you who are in those chats, if you wish to speak, please send a note in the chat, which is like raising your hand, because we then, Carlton can then call on the speakers in order and note that, you know, I'm now calling on speaker so-and-so on the Spanish channel. This allows the call operators to change the audio so that the translation goes in the reverse direction from Spanish into English. So this will allow the Spanish speakers to speak in Spanish, and what the English speakers will hear is them translated into English. So please ensure when you start to speak in any language that you speak in, that you say your name. Secondly, if you can mute your line when you are not speaking, this will help prevent any noise in the room you are in from affecting the audio on the call. Of course, the interpreters are only able to interpret if they can clearly hear you. So keeping the line quality high is important. And also, please ensure that you don't over-talk. Don't talk on top of one another, as obviously that will be impossible to interpret. Also, basically, no one will get interpreted if two people are speaking. So other than that, the way in which you mute yourself is to press *6 on your telephone. To unmute yourself, press *7. And if there is a problem and you need help from the operator, you may press *0 or make a note in either of the chat areas, because we are chatting live with the operator, who you may also chat with if you need to, at adigoop, A-D-I-G-O-O-P, at AOL.com. So we will keep minutes, and Pablo Hinojosa, who you all know well, is on the Spanish channel, as is Matthias Langenegger, who fortunately speaks much better Spanish than I do. That is to say, he actually speaks Spanish and I don't, so a number of you may appreciate that we now have someone on the staff who can speak Spanish. So that's all the housekeeping that I can think of, Carlton.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Friends, for this specific session, we are going to make a slight variation in the order just to ensure the first one goes okay. I am going to be the chair of this session. I know it goes against our normal rules where we have to organize and elect a chair, but in this case I'm just saying let us dispense of that ritual, and I'll be the chair. I hope that's okay with everyone. Good. Okay. Well, the order of I sent out the agenda, the order of the agenda, and I would like to, just for the records, make an official roll call of all those who are present in this conference. I would start with myself in the English room. I think I'm the only ALS representative in the English room at the minute.
I think Andres is here too.
And Andres, of course, Andres is with me in the English room. In the Spanish room, and I'm just going to go through the name, and if I leave anyone off, would you please indicate? There is Rudy, Sylvia, Jose Barsalo, I think this one is, Carlos, and of course there's Mateus, who is supporting. Did I leave anyone off?
If anyone is speaking on the Spanish channel, we aren't hearing it.
Yeah, I know, we wouldn't hear until they...
No, you didn't leave anyone off.
Hello, Aylan is present as well.
Say that again.
Aylan. Yeah, he's also present as well.
And he's representing? Alan is a representative from, I'm not familiar with the name, so I just need to get the record.
Rabindra Jagannath.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Joined.
Rabindra Jagannath.
Oh, okay. How are you doing, Danny?
Carlton?
Carlton, yes.
Hi, not too bad. Sorry to join late, but I had a last-minute breakfast meeting that was scheduled yesterday evening.
Well, not to worry. We only started about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, okay, so we're welcoming Danny Jagannath from TTCS in Trinidad and Tobago. And he's in the English room with us. Danny, just to get you catch up, we just started the roll call.
Good.
And our friends in the Spanish room are Rudy, Sylvia, Jose, Carlos, and Elian. And
okay,
in the English room with us is Andres.
Okay then, thanks.
Welcome everybody. Really good to hear you. Really good to have you with us. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the agenda. And if you notice, we had three items of four, really, that we thought were important to talk about today. We had, in terms of the work, the business issues, the Lacralo GA, the Global at Large Summit, the ALEC Work Plan, and then any other business. Can I get a sense that we're all agreed that this agenda should go forward?
Deathly silence. I am okay with the agenda going forward. And this is Danny here from Trinidad.
Thank you, Danny. Danny, what's happening is that the translator translates from English to Spanish,
good,
and then
okay,
they switched then around to and pipe back English to us, so you won't hear the Spanish.
Okay, good.
Ever. Everyone is agreeing on the Spanish channel, Matias is telling me.
Yeah, I see that one, too.
Oh, yeah, you can read. That's right, you're in this chat, too. I've got three chats going now.
I have Matias on, so I can see what Matias is saying. Okay, for the record, everyone has agreed that the agenda, as stated, is the official agenda, and therefore the agenda is adopted. All right. Wonderful. Well, let's go right into the first piece of business, the La Corralo General Assembly. Let me just give you a little background. The articles, official articles of La Corralo, the draft article we agreed to at San Juan stated that we would have a general assembly of La Corralo, the draft article, and we would have two general assembly meetings. And the general assembly is defined as a specific meeting where all member ALs in La Corralo would get together to transact the business of La Corralo. However, the official document that we signed did not contain specific language about the General Assembly. And that was an oversight. So although we're all agreed of a mind that we should have a face-to-face and a virtual General Assembly, at least two, the official document that was that ended up, remember, we worked in Spanish, is a very tricky situation because the official document was drafted in English, but we work in Spanish to adopt it, and the adoption left off the specific language about the timing of the General Assembly. And so what we have is an official document that does not speak specifically to the timing or the form of the General Assembly. It's very important that we understand that. Now, in our discussions, it was always the case, as far as I recall, that we were going to have a General Assembly. So that is not a contradiction. It's just that the official document does not carry the language. And so we are left in a situation where the official document does not speak to the General Assembly, the mode or the timing of it, but the draft document does. And so we need to fix that, and we need to come to some decisions about the General Assembly.
Colton, so, I think there are some possible interventions on the Spanish side. Not sure.
Okay. I'm gathering that there are some interventions. Can you just identify the speaker? Person wish to speak, so we get it for the record.
Perhaps I'm wrong. I see Carlos talking about the GA in chat. So,
can I? Yes, this is Carlos. Can I talk?
Yes, Carlos, please.
Sí, Carlos, por favor, háblenos, díganos. Yes, I think that the General Assembly is very urgent to determine a place to do it face to face, because it is impossible. It's going to be absolutely impossible to have it to have one either virtually or electronic, an electronic one or a virtual one. If we had a general consensus there wouldn't be any problems if we tried to do it this way. However, we know that there are different positions that are going to be strongly defended. So it's going to be impossible to do it through this way. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, Carlos. Is there anyone else who might wish to say anything more at this time?
¿Usted es la misma persona? ¿Quién es usted? ¿Quién? Sí, diga. Siga, Carlos. Our operating principles demand to have at least a meeting face to face in Latin America and in the Caribbean area, of course, in order to have this General Assembly. We could have teleconferences that lead us to that General Assembly. But we can't, or we shouldn't have a General Assembly through a virtual way. That's why I think it is important to make every effort available and to in order to have this face-to-face General Assembly. ¿Puede repetir eso otra vez, por favor? As any other region in the world, because those in other agencies, ¿cómo se llama su agencia, Alexa? Other people in addition to Lagralo, you know, have their own conferences, and we shouldn't. Y nosotros no podemos. We can't afford not to have one. It wouldn't even be legal because our principles demand such a meeting. I request my friend Carlton as a secretary, and ¿y a quién más le pide, perdón? And the rest of the structures in the region to vote in that sense. or to approve this general assembly face-to-face. In order for the staff to get the money to roll over this event. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Just to move this along now, I think it is clear that the sense of the meeting in San Juan was that we would have a face-to-face General Assembly at least once every year. And to my understanding of it, San Juan is almost a year ago, and so we need. But as I say, the official document that came out simply neglected to have that specific understanding listed in the document. And for that, we apologize. It was really an oversight. But the motion, I'm taking that Carlos has made a motion, and the motion is for us to agree that a General Assembly for La Corrala is required by our principles, and we should make every effort to have a General Assembly this year. Would that be a fair understanding of the motion from Carlos? I ask you, Carlos.
Yes, of course. That would be the idea.
Thank you, Carlos. So, this is the motion, my friends. The motion is, Carlos has made the motion that La Corrala should, in fact, have a face-to-face General Assembly sometime this year in the region. Can we have a division? And do we have the votes? Those in favor.
Trinidad is in favor.
Trinidad is in favor.
Shall we do it by writing, or shall we just state it verbally?
Just state it severally.
State
it severally, and it will be for the record. So we already have Danny Jagannath from Trinidad agreeing to the motion.
In Brazil, we agree.
Brazil agrees.
Brazil está de acuerdo.
There's a phone line problem, by the way.
Oh. I was wondering why I wasn't hearing anybody.
Carlos has dropped off, so we're just redialing him.
Okay. Is there anybody else in... Jose. What is your position? Can I ask Jose what is his position on the motion?
Is Jose online?
I'm trying to find out. I just asked Matthias.
Jose is not responding.
Jose is not responding. Okay. How about Rudy? Rudy, can I ask your position on the motion?
I agree.
Rudy agrees. Andres. She's not with us anymore. Andres is in the English room. He's not answering. And I know he has a position.
Hi. I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
He's probably put himself on mute, and it takes a little time to be unmuted.
Alien.
Apparently, his call dropped as well.
Okay. So we are waiting for Ilian and Carlos and Jose.
There are two people who are trying to connect. One is Vladimir. Vladimir
Davalos. Yes, Vladimir Davalos from Peru.
And Sergio Sabinas, and they are trying to from Argentina. They are trying to get in line with us.
Okay.
I don't have a number.
I put down their phone numbers in the chat. This is Sylvia talking.
Oh, hi Sylvia.
Okay, Silvia, gracias.
I have asked for Vladimir to be called.
Carlos Aguirre.
Carlos is
joined.
Back. Yeah, Carlos is back, but in the English channel. I want to talk in Spanish, but the my line was off down. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Carlos,
they were trying to ring you back, Carlos.
They were trying to bring
so,
you
back. So, hold on now and await your call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just wait for the call, Carlos.
Ace line has been dropped, or something has happened to his connection too.
Yeah. Who?
Aislan Basilio.
Oh. Funny, I have a solid line there, Nick. I don't know why. I'm hearing as if you're right next door to me.
I'm wondering if some of those who are being dropped are being called on mobiles.
On mobiles. I'm thinking. I'm trying to, because I'm calling from a landline, but I'm solid. You're like you're next door to me.
Yeah, it's very clear. And even when we just talked to Carlos,
yes,
the sound is perfect.
Yes, when he was in the English room, it sounded perfect. I don't understand.
Someone's phone's ringing. Sorry, couldn't resist.
That sounds like, and they're also on the chat.
One thing that occurs to me, Carlton, and for those who are listening, is the use of a chat in which all the participants are connected seems like it would be very helpful.
It would be indeed. We just have to smooth out. I'm not so worried about this right now, Nick.
It's okay.
I'm just happy that we can hear each other.
Yeah, it's our first go. It's our first try.
Yeah.
With it, so it's okay. But
and I got translation. I understood what was happening, so that's okay.
And I hear from those on the translated on the Spanish channel that the interpretation is very good. So.
Estoy ocupado, no puedo ir al teléfono, al otro teléfono. Perdón.
Okay, Vladimir and Ison are back on now.
Okay.
I don't know if Carlos is yet, but Carlos still is not.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, I can welcome Vladimir.
Also, I need a number for Sergio. I don't have a number to call him on.
Do we have a number for Sergio?
So if somebody can put that in chat.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Sergio is now on.
Oh, good. All right. Let's just continue. For my friends in the Spanish room, I want to welcome Vladimir Davalos, as well as Sergio Salinas Porto, to the conference. Gentlemen, just before you joined us, we were dealing with the first business item on the agenda, that was the La Corrala General Assembly. We had a motion from Carlos that said the sense was that La Corrala should in fact hold a face-to-face General Assembly in Latin America, the Caribbean region, this year. And we were polling for votes in favor of that motion. So far, Danny Jagannath from Trinidad has agreed to the motion. Sylvia from Brazil has agreed. Rudy from Peru has agreed. Andres from Argentina has agreed. And we are continuing to poll. So I ask now, I hope Carlos is back online.
Not yet.
Okay. So I now put the motion.
Also, Carlton, sorry, but as they are dialing out to call us, we lose the translation. So the interpretation. So you might want to wait just a moment.
Okay, I'm sorry. Andres, are you here still? Are you there?
Andres is raising his hand.
Okay.
Hey, Carlton. Hi.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you in the meantime, if you had anything that you wanted to say.
Of course. This is Andres. I am unfortunately in the English channel. I would like to talk in Spanish, but
difficult, and I'd rather to be in this channel than to be on. So I'm going to start. I celebrate that Carlos' motion has been accepted, but remembering the consensus there was in the email list perhaps 30 days from now, in February, we have talked long about these three topics, and it's impossible to say that this email exchange was a consensus, so we have to deal with a General Assembly teleconference like this one to confirm the consensus. But my motion could be that it seems to be a larger motion than Carlos' one. This one, the content is this. Like Carlos has to have a General Assembly meeting this year. When we say this year, it refers to the period, to the 2007-2008 period, which ends in July. And we also seem to agree that the location of that meeting, we said in the mailing list, Panama, and we have a pending about agreeing availability from ICANN staff to coordinate the meeting, and also availability in timing, in schedule that meeting. If there wasn't that consensus established, I would like to complete the motion, Carlos' motion, with a General Assembly physically made in this period, which ends in July, and also with the location agreed in Panama, and pending to agree or to have a consensus in the schedule, the timing. This is my motion. Was it here expressed? Sorry about the lack of the lack of fluent language in the English channel.
Okay, Andres.
I didn't know if it was clearly understanding in the Spanish channel, but
I will. I took Carlos's motion because I wanted to deal with the location and the timing as a separate motion. Because we've had some discussions of that on the list. And so I'm going to take your motion right after we complete Carlos's motion.
Okay.
Nick, in the interest of time, I am presuming that Carlos would vote in favor of his motion. And so I'm going to pull...
Carlos has apparently just answered, so shortly he will be on and the interpretation will recommence.
Okay. Sounds like him.
No, he didn't answer. Okay, alternate number.
See if he's on Windows Live. Okay, well, let me go ahead with and complete the the polling for the motion that we will have a Lacrallo face-to-face teleconference this year. We already have in favor Trinidad with Danny Jagannath, Sylvia from Brazil, Rudy in Peru, Andres from Argentina, and now I go to Vladimir Davalos. Vladimir, are you in favor of the motion?
We're trying to contact Carlos. And the line is still busy.
Okay. Well, I would just leave Carlos for the minute, and just let's go back to translating. Can I poll Vladimir again on the motion? Vladimir?
So is this motion a divided one? The first part of the motion, la primera parte de la moción es cuál, perdón. Vladimir, ¿qué me dijo?
The motion.
I want to know if.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Are we voting right now just for the motion to have a face-to-face general meeting, or we're also voting in terms of the location of the assembly general?
No, it's the first part. We are voting just fundamental part, which is we have a face-to-face general assembly meeting this year. There's a second motion that we will deal with as soon as this is closed that deals with the location and the timing.
Carlos Aguirre.
I'm going to vote yes for the first motion, that is to have a face-to-face general meeting.
Thank you.
Joined.
Vladimir.
Carlos is talking.
Thank you, Carlos. Carlos, we're polling for the motion, and you made the motion that we should have a face-to-face general assembly meeting this year. That is a motion, and we are polling to see whether or not you agree with your own motion.
Yeah, of course. I agree. I totally agree.
Thank you, Carlos. So, finally, Sergio. Sergio, the motion is that we have Lacrallo have a general assembly meeting this year, face-to-face.
First of all, I want to thank all my friends by distance, and thank you for the welcoming. And I also want to give my vote for a face-to-face meeting.
Thank you, Sergio.
That's all.
So, from my reading of the votes, the motion to have a face-to-face General Assembly meeting this year of Lacrallo is carried unanimously. Second motion, was proposed by Andres.
This is Iceland talking. Did you count my vote?
Who's this?
Iceland.
Oh.
Because you didn't mention my name.
No, I'm so sorry.
Disculpe, que...
I had polled earlier, but I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry. Yes, I did not hear a vote from you.
I agree with them. I think it is very important for us to have this face-to-face meeting.
Thank you very much. Now, let's move quickly to the second motion concerning the General Assembly. The motion is, as you all recall, there was a consensus shaping up for a General Assembly meeting, and the timing and location was at issue. The general sense on the list was that we would have a GA before July, preferably before the end of June. And
could you repeat that again, please?
The on the list, on the discussion list, the balance of the opinion was in favor of a General Assembly before the end of July, which would be the year of the Lakralo Assembly.
Sorry, Carlton? Before?
Before the end of June.
Okay.
It was listen,
sorry, my friend.
We July would have been the end of the year for Lakralo. And the consensus on the list was that we would have had the GA before the end of June. And the plurality was that we would have, Panama was chosen as the place. That was the plurality from the list.
Sorry, Carlos talking.
And that, sorry. Go ahead.
Now, the motion from Andres is for us to agree that we will have the General Assembly before the end of June at Panama.
Exactly.
So, my friend, let's have a division on the motion. Those in favor of the GA before the end of June at Panama, can I have your votes, please? Andres.
Silvia, I agree.
I agree, of course. Andres.
Andres, yo también estoy de acuerdo. Sergio, I also agree. Iceland, estoy de acuerdo, I agree.
Danny from Trinidad agrees.
Danny de Trinidad también está de acuerdo. Sylvia is requesting to have the names of all the people in the English channel, please.
There's Carlton and Danny and Andres. Andres
and
had
Carlos
to come into the English channel because of difficulties in the Spanish.
And Carlos is in the same situation than me.
And Carlos is also in the English channel.
Thank you very much. My vote is that I agree. This is Vladimir Dávalos from Ecuador, the missing vote, and I agree.
Thank you, Vladimir.
Sorry, Carlos talking.
Go right ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, in this case, I think it's necessary to put the General Assembly before of end of June, but before also meet ICANN meeting.
Okay.
You understand me?
Yes, 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 I understand you.
Okay.
Carlos is saying, and this is just a refinement of the date, Carlos is saying that the General Assembly should take place before the ICANN meeting, which happens on the week of the 24th of June, or 23rd of June. Correct? Nick?
Yeah, excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So we know that it's going to be before the 23rd of June, probably the weekend before or something.
When it's a good time.
I would think it's a Friday, Saturday thing.
No, when it's a good time, I'd like to discuss the financing.
Okay. Can I hear from Sergio? Hello?
Hello? Yes, this is Sergio.
Sergio, you are agreeing with the meeting before the end of June and in Panama?
Yes, I agree in the meeting and before June. I think that that's the adequate date, considering the schedule that we have.
Thank you. Jose, I haven't heard from you. Is Jose there?
It appears not.
It appears not. Rudy? Rudy from Peru?
Yes, this is Rudy. I am going to abstain from voting.
Thank you, Ruby. Is Jose back on?
No.
Well, I think it's a foregone conclusion. The votes are at the minute. Sylvia, Andres, Sergio, Eslin, Danny, Vladimir, Carlos, in favor. Rudy has abstained, and we are not hearing from Jose.
Danny.
What about me, Ireland?
I thought I had your vote, Ireland. I thought
for me, that's fine.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yes, I called. I had his voters voting yes. So the motion is carried. What we now have to make a very quick decision about the timing of the vote. The ICANN meeting is on the 23rd, week of the 23rd at Paris. I would strongly recommend that we take a weekend, like a Friday and a Saturday. It should be 2 days, two full days, gentlemen and lady, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking that a Friday, we should be prepared to do it on a Friday and a Saturday.
Do you suggest, this is Andres, do you suggest some weekend in particular?
That's what I'm feeling for, because I'm thinking we could do it 2 weeks before the ICANN meeting, which would make it, which is very auspicious, Friday 13th and Saturday 14th at Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Might I therefore suggest that we plan for Friday 13th and Saturday 14th?
This is Silvia speaking.
Yes.
I didn't understand that part. The meeting is going to be the 13 and 14 in Panama.
We are proposing.
Estamos proponiendo.
We are proposing those dates because it would give us time to have the La Corrala business concluded before the ICANN meeting in Paris on the week of the 23rd of June.
So what was the date again, the date proposed?
The 13th and the 14th,
sorry.
Two full days. So Thursday would be a travel day and Sunday would be a travel day.
Sorry, Carlton.
Yes.
This is Silvia. That'll be fine. I agree.
Thank you, Silvia. Yes, Andres. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I would like to propose an alternative the week before, the weekend before, which is, I don't have my calendar right here, but for me...
The weekend before is Friday the 6th and the 7th.
It isn't any particular problem. Perhaps it could be... easier to have 3 weeks between one meeting and the other, and not just two, but, well, that is the motion.
Who is this speaking? I'm sorry, who suggested the...
This was Andres.
Andres is proposing an alternate date. He's proposing the 6th and the 7th of June. The reason being he thinks that two full weeks or 3 weeks between La Corrala and the ICANN meeting at Paris would be more useful.
So that what Andres is proposing is June 6th and 7th?
Yes.
¿Quién está hablando? Yes, this is Sergio from Argentina. Who proposed the 13 and 14?
I had proposed Carlton. This is Carlton. Carlton proposed 13 and 14. Because I thought we should have, but only in principle, because I thought we should have some time to settle the La Corrala business before ICANN Paris. So I'm not bolted to the idea of 13 to 14. I just want to ensure that La Corrala business is separated so that our delegates to Paris, the ALAC delegates especially to Paris, will have some instructions from La Corrala going into Paris.
Yeah, that is my just the same idea from my proposal, Captain.
I agree that it should be done the 6th and the 7th of June. This is Silvia. ¿Cuál es su nombre? This is proposed by Sergio Salinas and Silvia. I agree with the dates of the 6th and the 7th.
Thank you.
This is Danny here, and I agree with the dates of the 6th and the 7th.
Thank you, Danny. Anyone else?
Carlos speaking. We're going to start the dialogue. We're going to try to reach Jose.
They are trying.
Okay.
Carlton, if I may have the floor after you. Decided
yes.
On the page.
Yes.
Sorry, Carlton, can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is Carlos?
Yeah.
Yes,
please.
I'm hearing.
Yeah, I want to say only that I agree with 6 and 7 and propose if... Not against your position, Carlton. If not, the situation is that we have a big meeting in Córdoba, Argentina, the 13th,
okay.
With the Informatic Law Association of Argentina. So we need to
hello,
have.
Hello, we have Jose in line. Online.
We have to. We need to have 13 free or empty because it's a big meeting in Argentina. So we need that the General Assembly take part in the 6 and 7, please.
Okay, Carlos. Thank you. I am not wedded to any the date of 14. It was merely a proposal for the reasons stated. So I am good with 6 and 7. Is there anyone else who wants to add to this? Vladimir?
Yes, in terms of the votes, I agreed for this meeting to be the 6th and 7th. O sea, usted está diciendo el 6 y 7, ¿cierto? That's correct, the 6th and 7th.
Thank you, Vladimir. Do we have Rudy?
This is Rudy. I agree with the date.
Okay. Hislin.
We're talking about June 6th and 7th, right?
Correct.
Sí, correct. This is Island. I agree with those dates, June 6th and 7th.
Thank you, Island. Is Jose back with us?
Yes, now.
Yes, this is Jose. I also agree with that.
Thank you, Jose. All right. So, based on the votes here, we have agreed that the GA will be June 6th and 7th at Panama. Thank you all. No, it's, we have a problem, friends. This teleconference is at a hard end, 1.5 hours duration, and we're at the point. I'm just going to ask Nick to come in here and say a few things. Nick?
With respect to travel support or meeting funding for at-large regional meetings like the General Assembly, as you all know, the practice up to and including this year is that ICANN funds one person from each ALF to attend the regional meeting, the ICANN international meeting held in their region in that year. And the current financial year, which we are in, the LAC region has been hosted at the meeting in San Juan. So ICANN does not have funding available to help with a LAC rally meeting in this fiscal year. If you were thinking that that ICANN would be able to contribute to the GA. The other point which is worth emphasizing is that there is a consultation presently going on travel support for all volunteers involved in ICANN with a view to settling on a standard even-handed approach to travel support for all communities. A draft response is being prepared to be considered by the ALAC Budget Committee in the next couple of weeks, after which it will be provided for the whole community to think about. The LAC RALO can, of course, separately comment on this consultation, and the consultation ends on the 24th of April. This is a very important consultation because it will affect travel support for all volunteer communities, including at large. The second point that I would make is because of this consultation, and at the same time, the budget consultation is taking place, which we really need input from each RALO as to what they think, what events they wish to be involved with in the next fiscal year beginning in July, and what other programs that they wish to engage in which have a financial impact. And we need to know this within the next couple of weeks. You will have seen my notes to the regional lists requesting regional feedback of this kind. And we are reaching the point where the major budget draft is being compiled. So the ability of ICANN to fund a General Assembly in this year, there is no funding for that, which doesn't mean you shouldn't hold a General Assembly in Panama in June. It just means that ICANN will not be able to financially support it. But the bigger question of how the at-large community and all other communities will be supported with travel support needs your input before the 24th of April. That's it, really.
Thank you, Nick. Are there any comments from the delegates? Please identify yourself.
My name is Sergio Salinas. What really gets my attention is that these meetings, we talked about it since desde que se creó, perdón. When La Cruralo was founded, we contemplated having these meetings. Siga. How is it that it's not in the budget, it's not contemplated in the budget that we were going to have this meeting? And the reason I'm saying this is because these kinds of meetings in which we get together, those of us who use the internet in the Latin America and the Caribbean area, this is very important for the region. So I really can't understand why it wasn't contemplated the solution of these problems in order for us to get together face to face.
Shall I answer that?
Yes.
Sergio and everyone else, in any financial year, at this, the way the budget for at large has worked and does work for this financial year and previous financial years is that meeting funding is made available for those ALSs in a region where an ICANN meeting is taking place in that fiscal year to get together. This is what is done for all regions, and this has been the case for a long time. The region has already had a General Assembly in this ICANN financial year. That's why there was a meeting being held. But there is not funding for multiple meetings of the same region in the same financial year.
Pardon me? Hi, Nick.
Yep.
I perhaps didn't hear you well, but you say that the region has already a meeting this financial year. You are taking in account Puerto Rico meeting as if in this period.
Because Puerto Rico meeting was the last one.
Shall I speak up now?
This is Sergio speaking. When we became La Cruralo, we were discussing this. I don't understand. How can we get together and discuss this when ICANN won't make, we put the effort for us to discuss these issues that we can discuss, you know, the issues that come across ICANN.
We can't understand how this came to be in ICANN. We really can't understand that.
If I may, ¿quién habla? This is Pablo from ICANN, if I may. Siga. Well, I would like to, you know, for us to find the solutions so that we can get together and we could discuss these issues. Okay, this is Pablo Hinojosa, if I may. Siga, Pablo. It is very nice for me to be in this conference. The good intention of Lacrallo to have a face-to-face meeting. With an agreement in terms of the date of the meeting, as well as the location where this meeting is to take place. I understand that this meeting is for the good interest as members of their respective organizations. Who are accredited, like, como dijo las organizaciones, as structures at large structures. It is very important to make a note that ICANN doesn't have an infinite budget. And that this budget is allocated through a consensus process from the bottom up. And it has a specific cycle, which is annually. Which begins in July and finishes in June. And as it was contemplated, it provides the support for different participations for different groups.
I am back on. I got the job.
Pato,
and this has been specified in the policies.
Furthermore, there is a public consultation to expand the community's consensus. About the policies in regards to traveling. And these policies closed April the 24th, and I haven't heard any comments from the community represented right here. If I may, ¿quién habla? Oh, yeah, I'm not done yet. That's the reason why, Siga. It is important to underline that that everything is very well established in the policies. It's not a matter of negligence on behalf of the staff of ICANN. And we're trying to give the support as much as we can. And hopefully that we have this meeting in Panama, and as I mentioned before, in the organizations at large, we hope that they can finance or support this meeting. As long as it reflects their interest, that, as I suppose this decision came about. And we'll be there trying to put our best interest in it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, this is Jose Luis, if I may. Siga, Jose Luis. By listening to the comments, it seems that the at-large organizations we have understood somehow there is going to be several meetings of which we're going to have a personnel meeting, for which I think it is very necessary that, you know, to have this meeting in Panama. Nobody denies that, but at the same time, I don't think that is a good idea that I could take a position saying that hopefully you can get together, hopefully everything goes well. Because, you know, at large structures are the basis for the users. And we are not involved in the political organization, political arm of the organization. So given the proposed electronic means, having a conference that we could be an alternative, but at the same time, but in order to really have a high participatory session, it is very important to have these meetings face-to-face. And that's why we want to recommend and ICANN not only has to worry or to make sure that these meetings really take place, but it also has to be scheduled and financed by ICANN. This is part of a series of meetings. That's why at this moment they couldn't let us, let us out. That's why we need the support of ICANN. I think there is a unanimous position in terms of the other organizations. And I'm sure that they are going to make the comment, the public comments within the scheduled date. Thank you.
This is Carlton. I'm back on. I heard the comments. There are two things that I wanted to explore, and I think we have to go very shortly from this conference. The first one is that the ICANN rule, I personally did not overlook that rule, but I looked and it's there. They will finance one meeting, and based on the timing, the meeting we are proposing would be within the year that the San Juan meeting was financed. So we have a choice, it seems to me, we can ask ICANN to vary that rule, which means it will impact something else down the line, or we could seek to have a meeting that was probably sponsored through other means, or we could, I'm sure this one was, I thought I heard the last speaker mention something about a virtual meeting. That is still a possibility. It would not be the best. And I really do believe that we do need to have a face-to-face meeting for these matters. It's just absolutely impossible to have a virtual meeting where you do a lot of business for the region. So it seems to me these are the elements that now need to be brought to the table. I wonder how the rest of the membership feels about that.
Yes, this is Sergio. The question is, Pablo Hinojosa before, he was stating that there were some documents in which us, like Lacrano, we haven't, no nos sabemos qué, perdón. We hadn't intervened as Lacrano members. I haven't found in the ICANN document any document in Spanish that we could argue or discuss in our country. If it is available, such document, we would like to know where it is located so that we can at least, from Argentina, at least to give what is our position in terms of the budget and everything else.
Carlton?
Yes.
With respect to the budget consultation, since there are a number of questions in chat here, the reason why there is a budget provision for 35 members of the at-large community to attend ICANN meetings is because Denise and myself put it in there. We have never seen the at-large community put a comment into the budget consultations that are held every year asking for this. Every year I ask, please comment on the budget. And the comments don't come.
Sorry, Nick.
It's really important. Because otherwise, you know, it's much more powerful if you all say something than if I say this is what they think. It's far more powerful. The whole beauty of the ICANN system is that everything is done based upon the contributions of the communities. And if you are silent, it does not help you. The provision is that every year, if there is an ICANN meeting in your region, one member from each ALS gets to go to that meeting. That is the way it has been done to date, because we had no input saying that anyone wanted to do it in a different way. If you want it to be done differently this year, you now have a chance for each region to say, we would like to have one meeting a year at the ICANN meeting, or we would like to have one meeting a year at another meeting in the region. Whatever it is that you wish to accomplish as a region, we need you to tell us what that is.
Nick, can I just underscore, the position that you established was what was established at San Juan. I remember being in that meeting, the consultation with the CFO, and that was what was in the at-large community actually agreed to at that meeting. That was the only item that came up in that meeting. The issue about the budget has been on the list for several times, and you're quite right. There were no, so far as I know, no positions taken by the at-large about any other method of funding the meetings. So this is an opportunity in this new consultation for the voices of the at-large to be at least placed on the record. So I do recall what you say from someone, and I endorse fully what the action has to be for us to move forward.
And I would be overjoyed, literally, to have you all say what it is that you want to achieve in this region. I would love to have that input, so then we could build a budget proposal based upon the community instead of the staff picking a number and saying, I know that they want to meet, and let's just put this number in of people. It's Nick speaking, sorry.
So, colleagues, how do we move forward given this particular difficulty?
We are talking for at least 1 hour, half an hour, without sense, because
Carlos.
Hello?
Carlos, are you there?
Hello? Seems we lost Carlos again.
Mute all.
Can I talk? Sorry?
Is that you, Carlos?
Yeah. No. I think, and I say, we are talking for half an hour without sense, because this situation is very difficult for us to change. So, what is the solution?
Not to have any. This is the upcoming solution from the staff.
The staff, the ICANN position, Carlos, is that they've already funded one meeting for Lacrallo this financial year. And so therefore they would not be able to fund another meeting for Lacrallo in this financial year. The financial year ends in, is it July?
The call is now off.
Actually, Carlton, as someone pointed out to me, that actually isn't correct, because the San Juan meeting was in the last financial year. The main point is, though, that the funding is for ALSs to attend the ICANN meeting in their region. So
right.
The way it is presently working, if there is a meeting in your region,
right,
you get to go. If there's not a meeting in in your region in a given year, you don't get to go. And
right.
So that everyone knows, this is being discussed by the NA Rallo at this moment, because there will not be a meeting, because they had two meetings in a row. They didn't get to go to two meetings in a row, but there were two meetings in the North American region in a row last year.
Right.
So they actually don't have a meeting in their region this year or next year, and they are discussing, so what should we say in the budgeting process, because we don't want to wait for 2 years. So this is the, you know, LAC is not the only region who is dealing with this issue.
I quite understand, Nick. This is, as I was saying, the question really is, comes down to the funding, the way the funding structure works now, and it is given. It is what it is. So if we really intend to change it, what we have to do is engage in the current discussions that are happening across all the rallies about how we fund regional meetings that are not coincident with ICANN meetings.
It's true.
That is the issue.
And there are some regions like Asia Pacific that actually want to have a regional meeting every year separate from going to an ICANN meeting in their region, if there is one, in part because of this problem.
And that is precisely how we had thought of the GA. The GA was never linked in its origination with an ICANN meeting. It was intended to be a standalone meeting. That was the original thinking. That we could link it with an ICANN meeting would have been good, but it was always intended that the GA would have been a LAC Rallo event as opposed to an ICANN event onto which LAC Rallo simply attached itself. Before we close, we really have a decision. The decision for us is, do we look at an alternate way of funding the LAC Rallo GA, given the situation from ICANN, or do we then, until the budget arrangements in the coming budget discussions are sorted out, do we then just assume that we have to do virtual until the next time an ICANN event is held in Latin America Caribbean region? What is the thinking?
For what it's worth, Carlton, if there is a possibility of finding grant funding from other sources, I and my colleagues would be happy to do the work of helping acquire the funding.
Well, when I said alternate means, one of the things that came to mind was LACNIC has always proposed that they would be willing to help in financially in these situations. That I know, LACNIC has always proposed, and I'm wondering whether or not we couldn't explore the grant funding beginning with LACNIC.
Carlton,
yes, Andres,
on the same way from Nick's last wording. We don't have another choice. So we should meet our thoughts together, and LACNIC perhaps could be a great funding option, but we need to deal correctly with the petition, because we are really near the timing, and we have to do some together petition or Lacrallo as a institution or even more. Perhaps they could be more comprehensive with our position if we do together. So perhaps this the end of this teleconference could be not only to fight, because fight is a way of saying, not only to discuss if there it has to be in the budget or not, because it isn't on the budget and we can't do anything about it, but also we can agree, and this is a motion, to send a letter to the president of LACNIC, and also to meet him personally. We are going to meet him personally next week in Buenos Aires, and to try to use the institutional way to get funding in LACNIC and in another way, but also let's name it political way, because the lack of time is really not helping us. I don't know if this is a sort of emergency. I can think. What do you think?
I think quite frankly, I am proposing that we make every effort to find some grant fund, because I believe that we need a face-to-face meeting. I really do believe that would be very important to us. I would welcome the point that you make of sending a letter to me. It would help if we kind of get together in a smaller group and brainstorm to see what possible source of grant funding we could have, and then we make a concerted effort. We are going to take up Nick on the offer of the ICANN staff helping us to see whether or not we can make connections with these potential donors to see what it is we need, and then see if we could find the funding for it. So I think after this teleconference, if you would, Andres, Carlos, maybe we could exchange emails as to the possible donors, and then we work with Nick and Matthias on the staff at ICANN to develop a plan to approach these donors, and then probably by the middle of next week, end of next week, we could report back to the list as to what the outcomes are. That would be my suggestion.
And we can help prepare a budget
yes,
you know, the paperwork to apply. I'm happy to help, really.
So that's what I'm proposing to the members.
I think, Carlton, that there is, at the time, not other options. So I agree, of course, and I would like everybody to express their opinions, but I think they must agree this is our only choice.
Are we having any? Do we still have everybody on? It's getting late. We get to get out of this here in another 5 minutes.
Everybody agrees?
Sorry, can you repeat the motion or the position?
Hello?
This is Andres from Argentina.
Yeah, Carlos Aguirre.
Sí, dígame, Andrés, gracias.
No, no, preguntaba si me podían repetir la moción o la pregunta, porque están pidiendo si acordamos o no, están preguntando.
Hello.
I'm here.
I haven't heard anybody.
Yeah, the question is if the motion could be repeated again.
Okay. The motion is that given the difficulties with financing, we explore, the body agree that we explore alternate means of financing GA, and we have a small group consisting of the Secretariat, Andres, Carlos, meet electronically and explore the possible possibility of grant funding and the source of that funding, and then liaise with the ICANN staff through Nick to see if we could extract some funding from them. And we'll report back to the group on the list by the end of next week.
Okay, this is so clear that I think it has no need to comment again. We are going to do that. This is a commitment from Carlos, me, and Carlton. I have Silvia. I know she's very concerned about that. What do you think? This is what I'm going to say. Okay.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here, Carlton.
Hi. Hello, this is Carlos.
Yeah. Sí, diga, Carlos. Sorry, what is the question?
Yes, I will. This is Carlos. I also would like to have this meeting to see if we could have a success with the proposal.
Yeah. I support the motion. I agree. I endorse the motion.
Sorry, I would like to say another thing again. Because we have no time. Many of our Lacralo members, they don't have a Skype account, and this is really a great tool that, for example, North American Lacralo uses very well. So we should try again dealing with this Lacralo Skype conferences, and also be on the list and posting on this as last month, because perhaps Carlos and I and Silvia and Carlton could do research, but if we are not on the list and we don't have, for instance, Skype account, it wouldn't be so easy to get with a consensus. We should deal with another teleconference like this, and it will be so easy. That was my motion, and please try to do that.
We accept that having a Skype account would be very helpful to the discussion, so I think we will just sign up everyone to make sure that we have an exchange account.
Carlos is saying me on Twitter, and I agree with him. For example, I would like to someone from the
northern South America, Jose Barzallo, for instance, could join us in this commission to be more representative. Jose is on the line, or I am suggesting him to be Vladimir or Rubik.
Jose, are you there?
Hi.
Jose?
Jose go to holidays.
No answer from Jose.
Ah.
I think Rudy or... I say when one of them, we could be more representative because we have Carlton from the Caribbean, we have three other members from the South.
Hello.
Hello. This is Vladimir. Vladimir, dígame otra vez.
Yes, Vladimir. Vladimir.
What can we do to coordinate this issue?
We are proposing to see if we can find alternate means of financial support for the General Assembly meeting. And we wanted to put a small group together to explore possible donors and then ask the ICANN staff to work with us to contact those possible donors to see what comes out of it. And we should have something for the list by the end of next week.
This is Rudy. I would like to say something. Siga, Rudy.
Go ahead, Rudy.
Diga, Rudy.
I think that... in order to get financial supporters for the meetings, I think it is important for us to continue working even in a limited manner, and at least to discuss using the list or perhaps having another teleconference. It's somewhat complicated, but at least we have to work with the tools that we have. And
I agree, Rudy.
And try to get, if we coordinate this better, in using the tools that we have, perhaps we could improve the participation process of all the organizations and continue working. I think that should be the fundamental objective for us, this independently of having this initiative to try to find the financial means to have a face-to-face meeting, but that shouldn't prevent us from continue working as a team, as a group.
Carlson?
Yes, Dick.
Also, if it's useful, I can set up a jabber room just for Lacrallo, if you would like.
I was about to say that we in response to Rudy, that probably what we could do, and here again, I'm not the Spanish translation is an issue. Until we get the translation thing worked out, we may have to do the best we can with what we have. It's true, but I would want to also be able to set up a group. I am. And like Andres suggested, make sure that we all get Skype
so that we can begin to have a more cohesive connection between all of us. And, you know, there are lots of tools that are their communication tools. The issue has always been the language transition problems. And as long as everyone is willing to work with what we have until we get what we want, then the work goes on. That has always been the position of the Secretariat. Okay, well, I haven't heard anything else on the motion. We hear from Carlos and Vladimir, and Andres obviously is in support, and Sylvia is in support, I understand. Danny, you there?
Yes, I would like to say something. Can I have that? This is Sergio from Argentina.
Sergio, yeah.
I agree.
We really need to close out, so
I agree with what you said in this case, with what was said in this case, but I would like to establish, and I would like that, you know, for all of us to really assume that, you know, we shouldn't have these problems. We shouldn't leave a precedent like this in which we don't have the budget to have our meetings. Honestly, I really can't understand who is to blame, if there is blame. But the only thing that I can't understand is that we shouldn't, you know, scramble to find the financing when we should really worry about the topics that we should talk about or to prepare this document about this meeting that we are planning to have in Panama and the rest of it. I would like to request for everybody and to everybody, you know, to have to actually make a commitment so that we don't have these kind of problems in La Cralo from now on.
I am with you, thank you.
Hello? Sergio, is Sergio finished?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay. Alright. I agree, Sergio. I agree with the sentiments totally. The way to begin to impact the budget process, you know, is to make comments, and the budget, it's open through the April 24th. I believe that all of us have a responsibility to make our comments on the budget and the budget process. And that would be helpful. That is something that I'm sure you would be helpful to ICANN. The other issue in which you speak about the making a commitment to participation, that is a real problem. I am not despairing, because I believe that as we go along, the participation will increase, people will become to have more confidence. We will have the language issue addressed in a significant way, and I expect that we will begin to see the benefits of that. So I am still hopeful that this is going to happen in La Cralo. That said, I still believe that we should go ahead with looking at alternate funding sources for this GA meeting, and we must then begin to have our input into the budgeting process so that we will not get to the stage like this again.
Who was this speaking?
This is Carlton.
One thing I should tell you is the final open position in the at-large department should be announced, the person should be announced in the next several days, and that person will be entirely dedicated to helping all the railroad.
Okay, well, that's good news, Nick. So we still have the, I am presuming that the membership has agreed that we will explore alternate funding arrangements for a GA in June at Panama, and we will get back to the membership via the list by next week as to what approaches we will take on behalf of the membership. I am counting that this is an agreement of the membership, at least a plural agreement.
It is all right.
All right, very well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is, it's now, we've been at this for a little while. I think we have to close this teleconference. I did not expect that we would have gotten through all of the items on the agenda. But I think the La Corrala General Assembly is important enough for us to have spent almost the entire time on it. And we thank you for participating. And we will be in touch.
And we'll do this again next month.
And we will do this again next month.
Okay.
Thank you all.
One more comment.
Yes.
Silvia and I... And I guess we are only just the two of us are actively participating in the summit commission, in the summit working group, and we would like to encourage other La Corrala members to get in. Silvia is in content commission, and I am in two of them, which is budgeting and logistics. Well, that's all. Sorry.
Thank you, Andres. Point well taken. We should make an opportunity to participate in as many working groups as possible.
Bye.
I am going to declare the teleconference closed. I thank you all for appearing. As far as I'm concerned, it was a magnificent effort to get 9 hours on this conference. Hopefully, next month we'll have even more. Thank you.
Bye.
Buenas noches. Nick Ashton Hart.
Left.
Okay, ciao. Ciao from everybody.